B2HXS listening.
HXS, KF4NXY, David, back to you.
At KF4NXY, mobiling around in Taylor's, I think.
Dave, you know, personal on this end, David. Yeah, I'm trying to stay nice and warm inside my house today. My wife just went out to the grocery store to get a few things, but I'm going to stay inside if at all possible.
Definitely, I'm out here trying to fix heaters right now. I'm trying to keep people warm, which so far I'm batting 1,000, 2 for 2.
I'm glad you're out there taking care of the heaters, because today is not a day to be without heat.
Oh, you're darn right. I'm trying like heck. So far, I fixed 2 of them. I'm going to my 3rd one, and then I'm heading back to the house for Christmas Eve dinner.
Does sound like a plan. I'm just hooked up my laptop to the radio and trying to get this ham radio look program to function properly, and it's been so long since I ran it, I pretty much forgot how to use it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't do any of the digital stuff. I just not that I'm really not interested. I just don't have the time for it right now. In a couple of years, I guess, when I fully retire, I'll play a little more digital stuff. Got to get me a radio that can handle it, though. I don't have anything right now. Thinking about the ST991 if I can afford one.
No one knows. It's a real neat little radio. But I'm on the TS-2000 right now, and what I like about the HRD program, it'll show satellite passes, and I usually have it set up for the space station so I know when it's overhead, and, you know, a lot of times I'll listen to see if they're doing anything, but most of the time the guys on the space station don't have time to play ham radio, and when they do, it's a lot of times, you know, they're talking to kids at a school or something, so, but every now and then you might catch them.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I didn't realize they were still doing that. Now, do you have to have a beam to point at the station, or you know, any kind of antenna work for that?
I can use any kind of antenna. I've actually got a small rotor, and that's kind of going to be a project of mine at some point, is to set up, you know, a small beam to be able to, you know, move it and track, you know, whatever satellite I'm looking at with the rotor. But that's one of them projects I haven't gotten to yet.
In New York, he was into all the satellite stuff years ago too, and he had special beams that would put the signal out in a rotary pattern, and he had to have actually two rotators, one, you know, the azimuth rotator and the other one to spin it around, and his computer system would actually control it, and he can track the satellites with that and talk through the satellites. I think it was uplink, downlink. It was a VH up and UHF down or something like that. But that was pretty interesting. That's probably 20-some years ago.
You can do that through the HRD program, and that's one thing about this Kenwood. It's real easy to set up the uplink and a downlink on it.
That would be something I might be interested in. I don't know, though. Right now I got to get the tower up and get it situated with what antennas I have now.
I'm actually having, you know, a lot more fun just talking local on voice. You know, I'm back when the sunspots were perfect in the last solar cycle. I, you know, did some DX, but lately I've just, you know, been kind of hanging out on the 610 machine and sometimes on the weekends I'll hear somebody on Simplex and, you know, talk to them. But, you know, I have a lot of fun just right here.
This repeater and there's a couple other ones we'll bounce around on. There's a repeater link-up system that they link up in this area. You got a bunch of VHF machines. I think one of them's on Paris Mountain. There's one in Spartanburg, and it's linked all over the state. I'll talk on them from time to time, or I'll get on 75 meters at night. They got that net on there on 3915, and I'll talk on that for a little bit. And I got a nice little setup at the house. I got a Kenwood TS-450, and I got a 2730 dual band right now. I want to get an all mode VHF UHF. Gotta get my 706 repaired, but other than that, I'm happy with what I got.
Yeah, well, me and the wife don't have any kids, so other than her birds here in the house, they kind of provide a little background. Well, you might have heard that one just now. They kind of provide a little background noise, but we kind of have invested in some electronic toys over the years.
KB2HX says, "Yep, oh yeah, I've got a few electronic toys. You know, I might be getting another one or two here and there, but I'm not going to push it. You know, I want to get through the winter." And maybe in the springtime, when my business picks up a little bit, I might get a few more things. But other than that, I'm pretty happy. I got an off-center set dipole at the house set up, and I've got a VHF UHF vertical that will be on the top of the tower, and I'll be fine for now.
If you need any help with that tower, I don't know how much help I can be, but I'll show up and nothing else. I'll make the sandwiches for the rest of them that are actually working on it.
I appreciate it, sir. I really do. I believe we're good. I've got enough hands to come over. It's just waiting for the opportunity with the weather-wise. There was a couple of weeks there raining, and I had service calls I had to get done, so I just couldn't stop to play Tower Man. But, you know, I'll get it. Just got to wait. I think this next weekend is supposed to be really nice, so I'll probably do it on Sunday or something. I got a couple of the guys to come over and pull on the rope.
I had a good friend of mine did a lot of work on putting my little tower up, and he even helped me find the tower at a really great price. So I've got about a 50-foot tower, and the antenna's probably at 60-foot, so and it's held up real well over the years. But anyway, sound like you out there working. I don't want to hold up a working man, but heard you throw out your call. Wanted to have a good day, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, David, I'm clear on your file.
All right, I appreciate the comeback and the chit-chat. KF4NXY, KB2HX. See, I'm about, the old GPS says I'm about 4 minutes to destination. Just fine, I'll get over here and get my customer here all hopefully working. It could be something silly. It's a brand new condenser I put on, so we'll see what we got. Have a good day, sir. 73, KB2HXS.
HXS. M4 MFW.
Sir, I am en route. AV2HXS. Yeah, I'm about 3 minutes away, Jim.
I pulled out the driveway and we got. Well, I'll talk to you when we get there.
Okie dokie.